Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back, my Muslim and Christian friends. We were talking last program about an angel appeared to a group of shepherds in the fields of Bethlehem, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. The angel made this wonderful proclamation: "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, heaven and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.'" We hear this wonderful proclamation in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 10 to 14. Now, it is very interesting to know that the Quran confirms Jesus' birth as good news. So remember this wonderful proclamation. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news," which is the birth of the Messiah, Jesus. The Quran also confirm Jesus' birth as good news. So the Quran not only agrees with the Bible that Al-Masih, the Messiah, is Jesus, the son of Mary, but the Quran also confirms the biblical declaration that Jesus' birth is good news. It declares in Surah 3, verse 45, "Behold, the angel said, 'O Mary, Allah gives thee glad tidings of a word from him. His name will be Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, held in honor in this world and the hereafter, and of the company of those nearest to Allah. This glad news is for you, my Muslim friend.'" Now, of course, we have to mention the opposition to the good news. Satan, called the Shaitan in Arabic, is working hard to prevent you, my Muslim friend, from understanding Jesus' nature and mission. Satan doesn't want anybody to know about the good news that God sent and declared to humanity. The Jewish religious teachers asked Jesus' disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Tax collectors at that time had a bad reputation. Jesus himself replied, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinner to repentance." We read these beautiful words according to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verse 17. If you are just tuning in, We are talking about Jesus. Now, this is very important. Jesus declared very clearly that those who are well have no need of a physician. But those who are sick, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. We understand from this verse that sin, which exists within us, causes us to be sick. Why? Because it causes us to do wrong things against God's will. It gets us into trouble. It wastes our life, destroys our lives, and make us even do wrong things toward other people. Jesus is like a physician who can cure and forgive us and who can make us healthy spiritually again. But first, we must admit that we are sinners, that we are not living according to God's will, and we deserve God's judgment. Then go to Jesus and trust Him alone to save us. Okay, now, Jesus' miracles attest to His being the Messiah. So we are continuing the topic of Jesus is the Messiah according to the Bible, and the Quran agrees. The Bible prophesied that the coming Messiah would perform specific miracles. We read that in Isaiah 35, verses 5 and 6. Let me read these verses to you. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you. And when He comes, He will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who cannot speak will sing for joy. Hundreds of years later, from the writing of this prophecy about the Messiah, when Jesus came to earth, He gave sight to the blind, He gave the lame the ability to walk, and He opened deaf ears. Thus, by His miracles, Jesus established that He is the promised Messiah, the Savior of the world. Now, another interesting point. The Quran says that the miracles performed by Jesus were clear signs of God's power. These clear signs were not granted to all of the prophets. The Quran states in Surah 2, verse 253, those messengers we endowed with gifts, some above others, to Jesus, the son of Mary, we gave clear signs. Commenting on this verse, Al-Baydawi, one of the greatest Muslim scholars, said God made Jesus' miracles the evidence of His preferment above all the prophets because they are clear signs and great miracles. Together, those miracles were not performed by anyone else. To be continued next program. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Jesus, God. My dear audience, if you never confess to God that you are a sinner, if you never repented of your sins and told God, I don't want to live doing wrong things anymore far from You, today is a good day. Just say, God, thank You for Jesus. Thank You for sending Jesus to die to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart and make me a child of God. God, we pray that You will equip me, equip my audience, our fellowships, Your churches, to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy Your love and Your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, at least a Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. God's grace, peace with you, my precious audience. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.